I want to read you something, Ed, so that we can get it out of the way and hit you with it right here at the very beginning. All right?
Fire away.
Here it comes. It's a it's an email, and it will echo what many said and requested that I ask Ed, and so let's do it. It says, "Hi, Art. I see that you are having Major Ed Dames on tonight. Last time he was on with George, he said, in quotes here, when we start the war against Iraq, North Korea will go into South Korea, and it will be a trick. They want the U.S. to push them back, whereas they will set off a nuke that is already in place in an underground tunnel. As you see, as yet, this has not happened. Would you please ask Ed about this? Sort of made me angry when he says this and nothing happened. What does he have to say about this, Ed?"
That was my opinion as a strategist, Art, not as a remote viewer.
Did you make that clear in the interview?
No, I didn't, and not clear enough. If you would go back and listen to the interview, you could see that that's me talking as a strategist. This is what I would do with those, and apparently this is on the board for North Korea. But
well, I mean, you've said that for years, that North Korea would be the first, I believe, to use a nuke in anger.
Oh, that stands, and they're going to use one. They're going to use one of those nukes. They have two. They have two mounted on warheads, which is additional information. And they, as of 4 months ago, I did not think that they were mounted, but they are actually on missiles.
All right. Well, so then to reiterate what you said, you're now saying, you said as your opinion, not as something you had remote viewed. And I would have to go back and review the program because I did not hear it. And so apparently this was just your opinion of what might occur with the onset of the war, I guess? Or
yes, that's what I would do as a tactically if I were a North Korean commander.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to use a nuclear weapon, and that I stand by. They'll be the first on the block to use one. That would be a very sad, unfortunate thing.
It would be
sad. Yeah, they're not going to stop this.
Since you were in the military, maybe you'd like to take a crack at this. Should North Korea use a nuclear weapon, whether against the South Koreans predominantly or certainly and the U.S. as well, because, you know, we're right there, 50,000 or so in South Korea, U.S. service people, a number of them would be killed. What do you believe the U.S. response to a nuclear explosion in South Korea would be?
Well, it would mean the end, of course, of North Korea as a government. We wouldn't respond with a massive retaliation on the people. We would hit everything that even looked like it had a steel barrel and was cylindrical or anything that looked like it had wings, of course. So that would be the end of their government. But we would not be able to retaliate using nuclear weapons in on that peninsula. Only a couple of nuclear weapons would be militarily decisive, obviously. Look how close it is to China, though. China wins any way you look at it. We cannot launch things in the direction of China for two reasons. One is obvious. They are a nuclear power as well. Number two is they're our factory. We're not going to want to bomb our factory. Everything you see around you says made in China on it.
That's right.
Boeing Corporation is now teaching the Chinese how to make Boeing aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
That's great financially in the short run, but suicide in the long run. So there's a couple of reasons why the war would have to stop very, very quickly. It would be a blitzkrieg on our part, and I have reason to believe that we're going to preempt. So we might be able to get one of those weapons, but they're going to be able to pop another one on the peninsula.
But you have remote viewed the fact that North Korea is going to use a nuclear weapon. Can you tell us anything about what you actually remote viewed with regard to that?
I mean,
how do you come upon the determination that these people are going to explode a nuke? What do you see that leads you to that?
If you think of an internet database search, we go in with the search terms that we use in our business are interpreted literally. We teach this in our workshops. In fact, I'll be in Las Vegas. If you'd like to see how this works, I'm teaching an intermediate workshop right up the street from you this weekend. You can come in and the students can strut their stuff where you can see how we actually set problems up and solve them.
Well, but if we're talking about the possibility of error, if I, for example, go to a search engine, I'll pick out Google, and I put in North Korea nuclear, space nuclear, I'll get a lot of hits. And maybe I will get a hit that if I didn't know any better and I thought it was absolute information, I'd say, oh, my God, they're about to blow up a nuke. But if I, depending on how I put it into the search engine, Ed, you know, poo-poo in, poo-poo out, right? And you don't always get what you're looking for when you go and you enter a phrase in a search engine. I assume remote viewing has the same potential difficulty. There's a lot of information out there in this cosmic consciousness floating out there, and who's to say that you put in the right thing and that you're getting the right response?
Well, we know it empirically. It is technical. You have to be very careful. That's why we teach students to be very careful. But the idea of the next nuclear weapon used in anger,
yes,
that was 6 years ago, and every time from the last 6 years and every iteration of that particular search term, that idea set up technically the right way, it points to the Korean Peninsula. A ground war, and then a ground war starting, and then a mushroom cloud in the back, and it's not a fuel-air explosive, it's actually a nuclear weapon.
Well, would our response to it include doing what we're doing in Iraq, for example, where we're now saying, yes, we're nation building, and we're going to be there for years and years? Surprise, surprise. I mean, what do you do with North Korea? It's a crazy regime. There's no question about it. I mean, they're nuts. So, yes, you can take them out, but then you've got a whole country full of virtual soldiers. I mean, they've been preparing for nothing but military action for as long as I can recall, since the end of the Korean conflict.
Oh, no, you're looking at an entirely different war. The only way that I can see the war ending and any future at all, dismal at best, would be for the Chinese to mediate and we subcontract the post-war cleanup to China.